Okay. Can you, our next speakers, Mr. Cernuda Del Rio, I hope I pronounced that right, from University of Oviedo, and he's a professor there, and here is software components and static verification. Today he will talk about static validation of business process compatibility in web service Cordova.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. What I'm going to present here is mostly a proposal, and it's got some points in common with other proposals that other speakers have presented so far. In some senses, it's less ambitious, and it's more of a mixture. It tries to bridge a gap between the business side of the choreographies and the orchestrations and the technical side. We'll see some of this. First of all, I'll clarify our view about choreographies and orchestrations, because not everybody understands the same about this. And we'll characterize these as tools for describing business processes and business interactions, right? After that, I'll talk about formalism that some other authors have used in their work, which is work by Jelin and Strom about protocol verification. This is a particular case of applying Jelin and Strom protocol verification to this specific field. And anyway, this is not a crucial part of our presentation, in the sense that it is a infrastructure for achieving this goal, but what we are more interested in is the goal itself. So what we are trying to do is to use choreographies and orchestration not only as a means of describing, of characterizing interactions, but also as a means of detecting defects. I'm interested especially in static analysis of software. We've seen other presentations about dynamic aspects of service composition. We're interested in this case in static analysis, and specifically for detecting defects in construction time. So we are proposing the use of some infrastructure like Jelin and Strom for detecting defects in this manner. And after that, we are also interested in at least thinking about using these tools as an assistance to design of business processes. That's to say, we are not only interested in detecting defects or mismatches at the choreography level, but also to use this as a first step towards a methodology for deriving business processes. Well, we all know that there's some sort of self-conspiracy in the research world, because we are driving ourselves crazy with acronyms in this field, and in the keynote speech we've seen a full slide of them, so I only put a couple of them. But to clarify our position about all these tools, all of these formalisms, and this will be trivial for many of you, because some of you will have the same vision of choreography and orchestration, but not every author thinks the same. So although Thomas has put it nicely in his presentation, I repeat that for us, a choreography is more of a global process. It's a way of specifying how to combine different parties with different processes to achieve a common business goal. So in this case, the specification of the choreography will take place in WSCDL, which is not yet a standard, but a candidate recommendation at this moment, I think. And the emphasis of choreography is usually put in the specification part. So somebody writes down a choreography, maybe representatives from several parties agree on a specification, and then each one separately, each organization tries to develop an internal process, a business process which will fit into that choreography, right? This has a more executable tradition. For instance, by means of BPEL, you can express that business process as a composition of services, and you can mostly execute this specification in addition to just documenting. So what we are thinking about is to have a choreography with the means of expression for describing processes at this level, and many, many other things that the choreography has inside, because the choreography has a great expressive power. It's a notation designed for describing, right? And this could be the WSCDL parties that interact to achieve a common business goal. And then the organizations must fit that description, sorry, and that could be identified with the business processes written, for instance, in detail for WS, with their own resources for describing the process and the interactions, right? Well, that's how we understand that choreographies and orchestrations fit together. But what about Dielin and Strom? Many of you already know this work, but basically we could say that they proposed a notation based on state machines, on automata. We've seen several other works with similar approaches. And in this case, Dielin and Strom described a means of compare two protocols which send and receive messages, that's to say, which interchange messages, with asynchronous semantics. Asynchronous semantics could be much more difficult to analyze, but they offer, if we restrict to synchronous semantics, they offer an algorithm for mismatch detection. They detect basically two kinds of defects, unspecified receptions, that's to say, sending a message to the other party, which the other party is not prepared to receive at that moment, and deadlocks, the classic deadlock scheme. So they offer a way to detect two kinds of interaction problems between two parties if you are able to express, to describe the behavior of each party as a protocol. When we talk about protocols, we are talking about protocols in this sense, right? It's a state machine scheme. The algorithms proposed by Jelin and Strom are easy to implement. We've done it in classical Prolog, for instance. Well, what have we done to detect defects with these two techniques? First of all, we should be able to translate the specifications of the choreography or the orchestration into state machines. And this is not a trivial task. This is a work under progress. This is what we're trying to do right now. And we don't expect to be fully able to translate a WSCDL specification into a state machine. Of course, because the specifications are much richer, they cover many, many aspects that you can't represent in a state machine. Even what you can represent is also limited because state space problems, because of concurrency, and you know about those problems. But we expect to be able to translate at least a part, the protocol part of the business process, right? A trivial example of what we expect to be able to do is to translate into a state machine representing the transitions, the the interactions between the parties as transitions in the Jelin and Strom model. In the state model by Jelin and Strom, each transition is associated with sending or receiving a message. So there is a slight similarity that you can leverage to translate the specification into a state machine. This is the kind of things that we are trying to do. And for instance, the other party involved in this choreography would also see a similar process, right? So if we are able to do that, and we expect to use the work by other researchers that we've seen today, because they face the same kind of problems to translate business processes into state machines. If an organization is trying to develop a business process, and the organization specifies that business process by means of BPR or something similar, that process will call other web services for composition, and maybe that's not important for us at this moment, because what we are interested in is to verify whether that organization is fulfilling the common contract, the choreography that we agreed before, right? So for that particular problem, we could derive state machines that represent the protocol part of the specifications, and then apply the Yellin-Stone algorithms to see if the protocols are compatible, right? As I said, we don't expect to be able to translate all of the specification into state machines. So maybe it would be interesting to think about the notion of a verifiable subset of the standards. I mean, in static analysis, you usually face the problem of not being able to verify every property that you like because of undecidability problems or the like. But you can derive a semantics of the original program, which is not precise, you lose information, but as a trade-off, that semantics is computable, right? So we are trying to do the same thing here. Maybe we are leaving out some of the elements of the specification of the language, of the WSCDL or of BPL or what have you, but as a trade-off, we expect to have a description which is computable in terms of verifying the protocol compatibility. You may have the concern that will that be enough for practical purposes or not, but we think that there are many business processes which are interesting, especially because of their protocol part. So we think that there may be a field for applying these techniques. And as regarding assistance to design, we can leverage some other elements of the work by Yellin and Strom. They define the concept of subprotocol. As a protocol is a protocol that you enrich with some allowed operations, some legal operations like adding states and adding transitions, which don't interfere with the protocol itself. And also of inverse protocol. You can derive the inverse of a protocol in a mechanic way. And the inverse protocol is always a subprotocol of the original one. And there is an interesting property that if two protocols are compatible, the subprotocols also are compatible, right? And the original and the inverse protocols are always compatible by construction. So if you use this property of these protocols, you can start from a choreography, take the protocol part of some of the parties involved in the interaction, and derive the state machine. Then you can derive the inverse protocol, that's a mechanic process that has no problem. Then a human, the designer, could enrich the subprotocol as he or she needs, adding states or adding transitions, adding invocations to other web services to complete the functionality required. And then you could possibly make the inverse translation and derive a business process which is compatible by construction with the original party as defined in the WSCDL specification. So it's still to prove that this is really feasible, or to what point this is useful, provided it's feasible. But we think that this is an approach that can be of interest for giving the specification of choreographies and orchestrations some uses that go beyond the original documentation intention, right? And that's all of my time.
You mentioned the concept of a protocol part of an orchestration.
Protocol part?
A protocol part of an orchestration. You use that term.
Yes, sir.
So, and how does that relate to what we call legal abstract processes?
I mean, when I refer to the protocol part of an orchestration, I was referring to a party, to a role of the orchestration, and to the actions that you associate to that role. I mean, in an orchestration, you are defining the behavior of some parties, some participants, some roles, and you could consider that each role corresponds to a business process. So that's the term protocol is applied to the actions that you assign to that role. And only the subset of the notation that you can translate, hence the protocol part of it.
Is there some sort of viewing or projection mechanisms for state machines? Because if you derive, so to speak, out of the choreography, mm-hmm. so to speak, a part that you must refine to orchestration, mm-hmm. this chart, is
yes.
already covered in state machine? To find the relation between a smaller state machine and a bigger state machine, but the bigger state machine implements the smaller part?
No, we are assuming that you are able, in the original choreography, you are able to separate the different roles
yeah.
without any interference. So if you are able to read choreography like as a collection of different roles, you will be able to translate that into different processes. But that may not be always the case, mm-hmm. of course.
Very good work. I think we've been looking at the same thing myself. I just wondered if you looked at Piper SOA.
Pardon?
Piper SOA. You know Steve Ross Talbot, who's part of the justification of the WC.
Pardon, I haven't heard you.
Steve Ross Talbot, you know?
No.
He's one of the authors of WCDR.
Mm-hmm.
He started a company in London, and they produced an open source tool called Piper SOA.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that WCDR generates free cell problems,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely not doing it. Absolutely not doing it.
Work up.
I'm trying to do the same thing as well. So
yes, I think today, this evening, several work with, in this case, with other state machines or with time constraints and the like, we've seen several works that are more or less, at least partially, in the same direction.
You're comparing guitar and the role-specific view of the choreography, right? So are you comparing the deeper processes that implement the service or the conversation of the service specified by an abstract deeper process? Because the implementation of a service using a deeper process can be quite complex and very much larger than the part that's built from outside.
Yes. Well, what? Here we are. What we are trying to do is to match this part of the choreography with this part.
Sure.
of the process, but of course the business process can involve many other web services and can have many other features which don't interact with the executable part of the choreography. I mean, so we expect that the notion of sub-protocol is enough to use the formalism, but leaving aside the parts of the business process that are not directly related to the choreography.
Can you step forward? Because you had a...
Pardon?
It's related to a question that I had before. Can you step forward a couple of...
Yes.
Go ahead.
And this one?
Go on. I think he and I have the same problem. If you derive here, the inverse protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Often the deeper process does already exist.
Mm-hmm.
So then the question is whether the overall process is compatible to the inverse protocol that you have to do, that you have derived. So somehow you need a viewing mechanism, a projection mechanism, out of your big deeper process onto the interface part, not the particular part.
Yes,
that's what you're working on.
Yes,
it's a really critical thing.
Yes, if you have, the orange part of this protocol is the original inverse protocol. If the additions that you make to the deeper process don't violate the assumptions that you must fulfill to keep it being a sub-protocol, it will be compatible anyway. So you can add things without losing the compatibility. If you can do your work without going outside these restrictions,
you will be keeping the compatibility. That's how we can.
Just a quick one, but your assumption is that the choreography exists before, right? So you go, this is your assumption, right?
Yeah, in this case, in the case of deriving protocols, we are seeing that use case. You have a choreography and then everybody has to prepare the instructions separately.
But in reality, it's probably the other way around, right?
Yes, in that case, you could apply the methodology, the method to the technique matches, not the process of the writing.
Right.
No. You have two words and you try to get them matched.
Okay.